In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We will not be defeated. We will not be defeated. Hallelujah. Though Satan rages, amen. We will not be defeated, because greater is he that is within us, amen, than he that is in the world. My. Isn't God good? Isn't God gracious? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. I truly appreciate you coming out tonight. I know the crowd is small, and this morning was a wonderful move of God. And I thank God for those of you that came back tonight to worship and praise the Lord. I have some scripture that I want to read, and I have my reservations, but God would not withdraw his spirit from me reading this. I don't pretend to know the mind of God. I can't know the mind of God. His ways and his thoughts are so much higher than ours. My first response was, Sunday night is a time that most of the saints of God are there. An evangelistic message might be more appropriate on a Sunday morning. But this is what God dealt with me, and I don't know how it's going to go. I just want to read. But I have an overwhelming burden tonight for lost souls. I have an overwhelming burden that time is running out for so many lost souls. Not because God's grace is not sufficient, but because Bible prophecy bears that the time is soon coming, that there will be a catching away, that the end time is so near. You might say, Brother Eddie, I've been hearing that all of my life, so much more so to believe that the time is even nearer today than it was when we first believed. But I want to go to the book of Isaiah tonight. And Isaiah, as he began to speak to the rebellious nation of Judah and Jerusalem, urging them to turn from their evilness and their wicked ways and to come back to a repentant heart before God. In the first chapter of the book of Isaiah tonight, I want to begin in verse number 16. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. Isaiah chapter number 1. Beginning with verse number 16. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love and thank you, God, for your mercy, for your love and for your grace, God, and for the opportunity to gather here again tonight. Thank you for those who have come out tonight. And Father, I pray your blessing and I pray your anointing upon those who are gathered here tonight. Father, we do remember those who are suffering, those who are sick, those who may be afflicted. But Father, our heart goes out to the many, many lost today. God, not only lost, but seemingly unconcerned about their salvation, about where they will spend eternity. Father, I pray for an end time revival. I pray, God, that you would bring souls in. God, I pray that you would stir hearts, God. Change hearts and change minds to find you, God, in an old-fashioned altar, wherever that altar may be. Wherever they can get in touch with you, God, I pray that you would, Lord, convict and draw souls to your amazing grace, even as we pray tonight. And Father, I pray for this church that we'll grow stronger. Pray, God, that we'll be more concerned. I pray, God, that we'll carry a burden for lost souls in our heart. God, let it show forth, God, not only in our services, but, God, day to day as we go out, endeavor to do our work and whatever schedule may be on our agenda. Father, I pray that you would give us opportunity to testify and witness of your grace, your love, and mercy. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know where we stand with God. I don't know. That God does not that reveal that. But we know. Each and every one of us know tonight. But God has put an urgency in my spirit this afternoon. And as I said, I tried to pray it off. I tried to say, God, maybe tonight's not the time. I don't have little faith, but I knew that there would not be a lot of people here tonight. We have a lot of people out of town, a lot of people where sickness has come into their lives, and some folks wasn't able to make it tonight. But God just would not let me get away from this tonight. Maybe there's someone here tonight that's been carrying something in their heart and in their spirit that has become an obstacle. And I pray that that obstacle does not become a sin. I pray that it does not become something that will draw us away from God. While God's mercy is great, while His grace is sufficient, and while there is opportunity, I pray that tonight, amen, that we'll get that behind us and we'll get that under the blood of Jesus Christ. I will go on to say that maybe if it's not for anyone particularly here in the congregation tonight, maybe it is for someone in our family, someone that is close to us, someone that we work with alongside of, someone that is in our neighborhood, someone that the Lord has placed upon your heart. It may be a family member, it may be a spouse, it may be just a friend. But whatever the case may be, I can't urge us enough to take hold of the opportunity to work with them, to make sure that they know that they're right with God. If I had a message title tonight, it would simply be A Time of Reasoning. A Time of Reasoning. I was intrigued by the word reasoning, and I began to search and try to find some definition there, and the Bible says, come now, with an emphasis, I believe, on now. The Bible says, now, or today is the day of salvation. Let us reason together. This describes two sides, basically, in the Israeli or the Hebrew courts. It describes that two sides were coming together, basically and normally over a legal matter. However, that some scholars believe and suggest that this term applies more to the accused pleading for mercy from the court, where the person who is accused basically remains silent and does not have any defense whatsoever as he comes before the judgment or as he comes before the judge or the court, and he just pleads his cause as being guilty, guilty as charged. But he plays on the mercy of the court and begs and pleads for his life. And I do believe the latter here describes what Isaiah was talking about when God began to speak to him and God began to tell him to call again the nations of Judah, the nation of Jerusalem, and to bring them back to a repentant heart and to an obedient spirit so that once again things could be made right in their lives. So many times we can worship and praise the Lord and carry on our life of serving and worshiping God. But many, many times there's things that are in our life that we harbor, that we safely tuck away somewhere so that maybe nobody knows about that. Or maybe we have even put it in a place where we don't even like to think about it or talk about it. But it would be very, very sad if one little thing in our life caused us, amen, to not be able to receive what God has in store for us. So I pray tonight that if there's anything in our lives tonight, anything whatsoever, I pray that we'll purge that out. Whether we do it tonight at the altar, whether we do it tonight in this service, whatever time and opportunity arises in your life to get that matter straightened out, whether it be between you and another person, whether it be something that's in your life that you did a long, long time ago and you hadn't asked God for forgiveness, you just thought it would go away. But God kept weighing on my heart. Today, right now is the time of reasoning. Now is the time to get things straight. Now is the time to pour our hearts out to God. Now is the time to come before God with a repentive and a contrite or a broken spirit, as His mercy and His grace is sufficient. Because I want to share with you tonight what God can do if we come willingly, amen, and a broken heart before Him. The sins described as scarlet denotes that the accused is guilty. You know, we don't find that too much in today's society. Very few people will admit that they're guilty, even though that they know that they are, and the majority of the people even know and recognize that there's guilt. But can I tell you today, lying has become a way of life. People seem to think if they say it long enough, other people are going to believe it. And this does not happen in our worship with God. God does not forget. Only time He forgets is when He forgives us, amen, of our sin. But if we sin and willingly sin before God and think that He's not going to be able to see it or not going to be able to know it, then we're putting our life in a great time of jeopardy. So the sins being described as scarlet not only denotes guilt, but many times it also signified that there was the spilling of blood, whether it been in some kind of murderous condition or war or whatever the thing was. But here's the wonderful thing. The promise was that sins can become white as snow. They can become, because God is a forgiver. God is plenteous in redemption. But we must come to Him on His terms. We must throw ourselves on the mercy of the court. We must not try to act that we're not guilty and that we're innocent. But as we come to an altar of repentance, I remember as a young boy when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I remember talking to my pastor, and my pastor was in fact my granddaddy, and he told me that, you know, it's more than just saying you're sorry, son. It's more than just doing a little lip service when you come before the judgment seat of God. When you come into the altar, you must have your heart poured out to God. You must confess that you've been a sinner. You must confess that you've done things that you shouldn't do. But God will not hold that against you once you pour it out and ask for His forgiveness and His mercy and His grace, amen, and His precious shed blood will cover a multitude of sins. If you're thankful for that grace tonight, give the Lord a hand clap of praise, amen. But even though that we serve a forgiving God, even though that we serve a God who is plenteous and redemption, He asked us to come to Him. Oh, it'd be so much greater if just God just came to us on our terms. But it doesn't work that way. We must come to Him. The request in Isaiah's words calls for the accused to come before the Lord. He says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord." You know, that's very interesting that God would choose the words "us" to reason together, because it's not just a one-sided affair. It's not just us coming and repenting and asking for forgiveness, but it has to come on the part of the one who is hearing our request, the one who is hearing our repentance, and the one who knows our heart. Because let me tell you something, when you come to God, He sees your heart. Whether you speak it or not, He knows exactly what's in your heart. And you can't hide anything. So you must purge it out. You must get every weight. The Bible says every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us. Amen. And the Bible also talks about it is the foxes that spoil, you know, the little things. It's the little things so many times that come and cause jeopardy and cause confusion in our life and cause us many, many times to not be the Christian or the person that we need to be with the Lord. But also this is suggesting repentance and a sorrowful heart. Come now for reason. Now I want to skip over to Isaiah chapter number 43 and verse number 25 and 26. Because this is the promise that we have. This is the hope that we have. And another thing, I believe that we need to put aside our pride. We need to put aside our self-righteousness. And if there's anything, because I believe that there's a reason for just a few people here tonight. You might say, "Brother Eddie, what do you think that?" Because I think it's a time of restoration. I think it's a time of refreshing. I think it's an excellent opportunity if anyone here tonight has an issue in their heart. You don't have to stand before the church and confess it. You don't have to tell me. But if there's something that you're not sure of, something that you may think is holding you back, something in your past, something even since you've been saved and filled with the Spirit of the Lord that has become a hindrance to you, something that you just can't seem to get victory over, I believe tonight God has designated that time and that opportunity for a time of reasoning, a time that we can come before His presence, a time that we can be with saints of God who love us tonight. I don't believe there's anybody here tonight that would be judgmental. I don't believe there's anybody here tonight that would point a finger of accusation. But I do believe there's people here tonight that will rally around you, that will pray with you. I certainly believe that with all of my heart. And maybe that's the reason. I don't attempt to know the mind of God, but maybe that's the reason tonight that He has chose this opportunity and this night for us to be able to read the prophet Isaiah. It said in verse number 25, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. That ought to cause us to praise the Lord. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Now I pray tonight, and I just wanted to read that scripture. I don't believe in prolonging this. I believe that if there's a call upon your life, I believe that if God has laid a burden upon your heart, then I believe now is the time, amen, to come forward with that. And I pray tonight as we stand, I want us to stand together. You might say, Brother Eddie, it's a very unusual service. We serve a very unusual God, amen. But I believe with all of my heart that we can do more good tonight in the altar than we can standing here and proclaiming and telling you about the mercy and grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I want to do this altar call a little different than normally I do, because I believe that sometimes when we do an altar call, it puts people on defense or in a defensive mode, and they're so afraid that people are going to point a finger at them tonight. So I'm going to just ask as many people as possibly can, whether you have an issue in your life, whether you have a problem, whether you have a burden, whether there's something in your heart that you just haven't been able to make right, I'm going to ask that we all, as many as will, gather around this altar. If you can't find a place at this altar, kneel at the front of these two benches here. And let's just take this time to pour out to God a time of reasoning, a time, amen, of getting everything right, anything, any hindrance before us. And let's do that tonight. Can we do that? Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come tonight, Lord, before You, God, we know and realize that the time is short, God. We know and realize, God, that we want to be ready when You come or call, God. We want to lay aside every weight and every sin tonight, God, everything, God, that's been judgmental or hurtful, God, or spiteful in our lives, God. Lord, if there's anything in our hearts tonight, God, anything, Lord, God, that has become a barrier, a hindrance, or a wall, God. Purge me, God. Make me white as snow tonight, God. Cleanse me, Lord, from all filth. Cleanse me, God, from any unclean thing, any unclean thought, God. Lord, I lay it here at the altar tonight, God. I leave it here, Lord. God, I want to be a servant of You, Lord. I want to be ready, God. Lord, I want my life, God, to be pure. God, I want my thoughts to be pure. God, I pray right now, Lord, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me if I've erred. Forgive me if I've sinned, God. Forgive me of my shortcomings, God. And I pray tonight, Lord, God, that You would draw us together as a church that's never been drawn before, Lord. Help us, God, to lift one another up, to love one another as You have loved us, God. It's a time of refreshing, a time of restoration, a time, Lord, of forgiveness, a time of repentance, God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. See into my life tonight, God. Lord, if there's anything, any hindrance, God, I'll leave it here right now, God. Oh, have Your way, Lord. Have Your way in my life, Lord. God, bind us together with Your Spirit, God. Lord, live within us, God. Fill us up so much, God, of Your love and Your grace and mercy, God, that it spills out on others, Lord. Oh, God, as we seek Your guidance, we seek Your wisdom, we seek Your knowledge tonight, God. Have Your way, precious Savior. Have Your way, Lord. Have Your way, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, I come for a liberation. God, I come for hallelujah for forgiveness. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Oh, how I love you, Lord. How I love you, Lord. How I praise you. God, hear the prayers of this church, God. Lord, you see the tears, God, tonight. Lord, hallelujah. God, our desire is to be ready, God. Our desire is to be what you would have us to be, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness, God. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, for the precious shed blood of Calvary, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, God, for our children. Thank you, God, for their lives, for their love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Call on me, O Shaddai. Call upon me in the time of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Call upon me and put me first. Call upon me, for I am worthy. Call upon me, for I have the power to deliver. I have power to save. I have power, Lord God, to move mountains. Hallelujah, O Shaddai.
Praise God, church. I love you. Thank you so very much. I'm going to ask Sister Jennifer and the musicians to come back. And before we dismiss tonight, I want there to be such a love and unity in this congregation before we leave tonight. We're going to sing a verse of song, and I want you to just take an opportunity to fellowship with one another, shake hands, love one another, tell you I support you, I'm going to pray for you. Let's just take this time of fellowship, because if you like fellowship, you're going to love heaven, because that's what we're going to do for an eternity, is glorify and praise the Lord. Sing when we all get to heaven, or that'll be a good one to praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
We'll sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His praise.
heaven.
What a day of rejoicing that is going to be. God bless you. We do love you and appreciate you. Amen. I hope and pray, amen, that folks all over this community felt the prayers of this church tonight. And that's what we've got to do, folks, because if we wait for them to come to us, we may be waiting a long time. But we have to go out into the highways, into the hedges, and compel them. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Be safe. Keep your mind on the Lord. Brother Jim, if you would come and dismiss us with a word of prayer. May God bless you all.